Find a way to sit that reinforces your sense of uprightness and strength and capacity and wholesomeness and desire to develop. You might say, well, it's just a body position. How can it embody all those things? But the way that we hold ourselves is both conditioned by the way that we see ourselves and also conditions the way that we see ourselves. And so giving good cause to the mind to recognize, oh, right, this is how I can work on the path with uprightness and ease. This is the capacity I have with strength and with diligence and with energy and a balanced mind. And from this place of stability, fall into the breath. Enter into the breath and follow it, whether nostrils, chest, or solar plexus, or lower belly. Find a way of following the sensations associated with breathing. And checking in with our posture every now and then to make sure that we are balanced and upright and whole and strong. Even if we don't always feel totally upright and strong inside, we can wear it on the outside, not because we're pretending to be something that we're not, but because it's a way in. It's a way to remind ourselves that we do have the capacity, that we are entirely worthy of all the good that comes to us. That we have everything we need to walk this path well, as long as we nurture it correctly and get some proper guidance. Really letting the mind settle into the breath. Not forcing it down, but also not being so lax with it that it continuously wanders off. understanding that it will wander off and that you'll catch it and ask it to come back to the breath as quickly as possible. But really minimizing that, so walking this middle path between force and a total hands-off approach. Building refuge in the mind through mindfulness and concentration. Building refuge in the breath through familiarity and exploration. Building refuge in the body through our knowledge of the sensations and inconstancy of the body. Using it as a touchstone. We need refuge internally because, as the Buddha taught, whether you speak too much or too little or just enough or are completely silent, there will be those who will criticize you. There will be those who tell you all the things that you're doing wrong and even things that you're not doing wrong. And there will be other people who will give you completely unqualified praise that is also about them and not about you. And the more that we can ground ourselves in a place of refuge internally, the more that we can feel safe, the more that we have a place to grow our wisdom and our compassion and our clarity, the less we will need to feed on the commentary of others, specifically the commentary of fools. The more that we'll be able to tell which people are really wise and have the capacity to see what I'm doing, whose advice should really be taken to heart. Either way, nurturing a space inside that helps us not react to every little thing that gets said. Not just from outside, but from inside too, all the voices that tell us we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we're not fit enough, we're not healthy enough, we're crazy, we're angry people, we're uncool. Those voices are just voices and they arise from conditioning and causes. And the only way that you can watch those things arise and pass away and not claim them as I, me, and mine is to find stable refuge. Whether you stand in the breath or you stand in the sensations in the body, you stand in a sense of compassion, or if you stand in the ringing in your ears, wherever wherever you can rest the mind, that is a place where you can stand and watch the arising and passing away of all the other voices, of all the other images, just to show. Just sensations in the body arising and passing. Just voices and images arising and passing. Just senses of self arising and passing. Not quite nothing and not quite something either. Giving up notions of needing something to exist or needing it to not exist, and giving up the binary and just watching and being still. Uprightness in the posture, stillness in the mind, and now some compassion and goodwill in the heart. Find the place in your body right now that feels the weakest or that has pain or tension that's most pronounced. Check in your throat, check in your chest, check in your solar plexus. Find this area, whether big or small, and breathe into it. Let the breath, your friend and ally and refuge, touch that space of pain. It's not important that you understand exactly what the psycho-emotional correspondent symptoms are, but let that place just be a little bit of pain and tension. And let the breath touch that place with compassion and curiosity and ease. The more skillfully we learn to hold our pain, the less likely we are to react when other people say things to us, or when we say things to ourselves that are painful. So really letting the breath help us hold our pain, breathing into that place, knowing, not believing, knowing that you have the capacity to hold it. If it was going to kill you, it would have done it already. Holding that place in the body with compassion and the breath. speaking to that part of the body and that part of the mind. May you be happy. May you be at ease. May you be safe. And may you be free. May you be happy. May you be at ease. May you be safe. May you be free. The sound of the bell echoes the truth of impermanence.